Hi, I'm Dante Vanny.
And I'm Nate. I'm the co-host here, too.
And this is the Whole Earth Podcast.
Welcome.
So before we start today's episode, this last weekend, I went to Disneyland.
What? Yeah. You didn't tell me that.
I know. There was a reason.
Okay, okay. You. This is...
Well, I got this hat that I'm wearing here.
I didn't even realize what you're wearing.
What does it say for the folks? It
says, Worldwide Engineering Brigade? I don't know.
Yeah.
Web. It's, and it has a little spider logo.
That's from California Adventure, and that's from, like, the Spider-Man ride. I actually got to meet Spider-Man and, like, almost all of the Avengers. It was so
Did you
cool.
get any pictures?
I got pictures.
Oh, are you going to put them online so everyone can see?
Yes, of course I am. But it was so fun. But...
Oh, you didn't get me anything.
I didn't get you anything. I got myself something from Star Wars Land and Disneyland. Oh,
is there any audio format we could share that with anyone?
Yeah, we can share a little something of it. But all right. I want to show you what I got.
All right, he's pulling out something. Oh my god, that was right in front of me this whole time I was setting up the microphone.
Yep. I was so nervous you were going to see it.
I was not paying attention at all to that. Okay.
I built a little BB droid. It is.
Looks like BB-8, but it's purple.
Yeah, it's purple. And it's beautiful. And it is my new child.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So it'll sit here with us while we.
That's awesome. By the way, do you want to turn the Wool Earth. Logo on while we record?
Yes.
Usually we have that going even though nobody knows.
There it goes.
I realize half the time we're doing a podcast, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna wear this outfit or yeah. I'm gonna wear this headband. Nobody knows. No, it's just a thing for us to enjoy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so definitely something to consider now that we're familiar with that. So is there more you want to tell us about Disneyland?
Yeah, so I got to see almost all the Avengers. I saw Wanda at one point, didn't get a photo with her. She seemed like she wasn't in a great headspace.
I see what you did there.
And then I know why I didn't see Doctor Strange after watching it.
I see what you did there. Okay, for anybody listening, if you have not seen the movie yet, you're not going to get the references on some of this, but we are going to be doing a spoiler-free before we go into spoilers, right?
Yeah, so, and that's where we're going to be starting, right?
So we're going to start with... Yeah, we're going to do spoiler-free non-spoilers right now. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it, I guess.
What do you got planned
for us? I have some notes I wanted to read to lead into that.
Had to open a Pepsi. Continue.
Did you get that from Disneyland?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got this from my kitchen.
From my kitchen. Anything else you got from Disneyland real quick? I'm just curious if I'm looking around the room just like, is there something I didn't see?
I got a Stitch pin. A pin of Stitch that I can put on my clothes.
That's cool.
That's about it.
Oh, okay. And the hat?
Yeah, and the hat.
Okay, cool.
But I got the hat out of necessity.
Okay, since we're doing a spoiler-free, non-spoiler section, I wanted to do some a little bit like leading up into this movie. So... This is going to be a little off topic, but it connects. Interesting facts. Mm-hmm. Film franchises. So Fast and the Furious is a film franchise started in 2001, making this year the 21st anniversary of that franchise, having 10 films in the franchise as of 2022.
And how does this lead it into this?
It might not relate at all, but it's interesting.
Facts.
Yeah, okay. So that has 10 films. Start in 2001, mm-hmm. and as of 2022, this is where we're at now with 10 films. Star Wars franchise started in 1977, making it a 45-year anniversary in 2022, with 11 films released.
That's why May the 4th at Star Wars, mm-hmm. or at Star Wars Land in Disneyland was so crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I heard from some friends.
Oh, yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, so, okay.
5 more years and it'll be the 50th, so... It definitely makes everyone feel old.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we, after the Star Wars one, which had 11 films of 45 years, Daniel Craig starred in the 007 James Bond films, 16-year anniversary, starting in 2006, and he starred in 5 films. mm-hmm. in the franchise, with the James Bond franchise being nearly 60 years old and in total being 27 James Bond movies.
Jesus Christ.
Now, this is where I lead into Doctor Strange. All right. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is the 28th movie in the MCU franchise, oh. marking it even higher than a film franchise that's 60 years old.
Oh, I see what you did
it's,
there.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. So yeah, this year is the 14th anniversary of the MCU, uh-huh. but the 28th movie in the franchise, starting back in 2008, which isn't even as old as James Bond or the Fast and the Furious or Star Wars.
Well, you got to think that the MCU has put out like 2 to 3
a year
movies,
which is kind of unheard of for
it started. So
yeah.
So that makes sense. Isn't why? That, it, but like,
it kind of blew my mind.
Crazy.
Yeah, it kind of blew my mind when I realized I'm like, oh my god, I'm 28 movie, and that's only speaking of movies. Not to mention the, what is it? 5 MCU TV, Disney Plus, Marvel TV shows, yeah. as well as that, which some people can like. I mean, it is in the same universe, but like, I don't count that as a movie. But it could be in some regards be considered like a cinematic. Well, it is in the MCU.
Yeah, it's a cinematic experience for sure, but it definitely, I feel like it borders the line between series and like movie.
Yeah, we're kind of seeing that
quality.
Yeah,
you know, it's just so high that it feels like a movie that you're just at home for and along for the ride.
So yeah. with covering all of that and the TV show, with WandaVision being one of those shows in that's super connected to the movies, mm-hmm. let's get into the movie.
Speaking of WandaVision,
yes,
in the intro, in the MC, the Marvel Studios intro, you know how mm-hmm. it shows all those clips in between it passing its own letters?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the first time in any movie that the series have been portrayed in it. There's one scene where it's Wanda, Vision, and her two boys about to face off in WandaVision against White Vision, Agatha.
Yeah.
So it does show for a brief second a Disney Plus series in a movie.
Within the same like connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for anyone that hasn't seen that TV series, it would be interesting to talk to somebody that hasn't seen the TV series and sees the movie, getting a different perspective of how they perceive things.
Yeah.
But as far as we can go into those details, let's talk about this movie without speaking of spoilers.
That's going to be so hard.
I know. That's what I thought that would be like really hard to do, but okay. I do have some notes for that not being spoiler.
So we can give our Metacritic what we would give it.
Yeah. Yeah, we could definitely cover that.
What would you give it Metacritic wise?
We could even say what we thought of the movie, like liked it, didn't like it, you know, those sort of things.
Let's start off with the rate first, just so we give everyone a clear expectation.
Okay. I didn't like this movie. I didn't like it. I would give, if I did give it a score.
I knew he was going to say
that. You did? Yeah. No, I didn't like the movie. I would give it like a 72.
Okay, like, that's still.
Well,
good.
Not liking is not the same as bad. So there is a difference. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's just a movie I didn't like. And we'll get into that in the spoilers because I can't really say all the details of why I didn't like it. But what I can say is this movie is really important to watch after Infinity Wars, after Endgame, after Spider-Man Far From Home, and after No Way Home. Because if you see this movie and you haven't seen those, it kind of is confusing because it's all post-snap.
Yeah.
And so, or what do they call it? The blip? I prefer calling it the snap. I just kind of makes sense.
It makes more sense.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all post-snap. This is where I feel a little bit like conflicted. So those movies I just named are like all a must-see before seeing this movie, which is kind of homework. And I hate to say that because...
But you're not... You've already watched the movie, so it's not even homework.
But if you haven't, there's people...
If you haven't, yes.
It's like... There are people I know that haven't, and then they're like, oh, I have to watch this before getting that, and it feels like a hassle to them.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is like a comic book where it's like, well, if you want to read issue 12, you're going to have to read issues 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, it kind of...
I feel like... I agree with that. And I feel like adding to that homework list, you would also have to watch WandaVision.
Well, that's the part that I feel a little bit conflicted, because I put a possible, like, possible watch before seeing, but I think in some ways it might be interesting for somebody to watch after seeing the after seeing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse, because it's seeing a different perspective. Like, this is very Doctor Strange focus, and WandaVision is about Wanda. And so, and I'm not getting into the spoils. I'm not even going to go into details of where the plot leads in the movie, but like, those are kind of telling different stories, different perspectives. So that's why I kind of am not sure if I would say this is like a required thing. And I could say more of that in the spoiler section, because there's a little...
I think there are two things in WandaVision that you wouldn't understand if you went into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Are they
blind?
Are they things we can speak of now or not?
I don't know.
Okay, well then, if it's a little, if you're not sure, maybe we should...
How about two characters?
Okay, two character, like appearances or development?
It's borderline appearance.
Okay.
But it's also leads
other into, things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I definitely understand. And that's why I think this movie, like, when in my notes I put that I didn't like this movie and it didn't work for me, but there are things that work for them for me. There are things that work, but the overall thing is okay. This is not a spoiler, so I could say this. I came out of this movie feeling underwhelmed and like disappointed, and thought that there was something more that they could have done. And the funny thing is, when I saw Spider-Man No Way Home, I was sad the way it ended. I didn't like the ending, and I'll probably rewatch the movie, but it's a sad feeling at the end of the movie. And this one, I was like, it's not that I'm sad. I was just kind of like, well, that ended in an odd way, which we're not going to get into. But it was that movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. It had a lot of like multiverse stuff that was funny and clever and include throughout. And in this one, it didn't do what I felt from the No Way Home.
Right.
So
that's a tough act to follow.
I know, and I think
just
that's
by itself.
It's like, kind of like saying like, "Oh, Infinity War is so good," and then you're gonna watch like Captain Marvel. Like, oh, why would I?
That was
well. That's the one that followed after Infinity.
I know,
oh, actually,
that was a bad...
yeah, it was Infinity Wars. Yeah. Then it was Black Panther. Then Infinity Wars. Then Captain Marvel. Then Endgame.
It was. That's a whole very confusing section.
It's like we're going back like 20 movies earlier than anything else. So definitely,
and,
like,
I didn't even enjoy that movie. I only watched it so I could understand the character.
This movie's better. Like, Doctor Strange 2. I'm just going to say that because it's just too long of a title to like get into every time I say it.
Doctor Strange and Mom.
And Mom. But, well, again, inside joke. But this movie is better than Captain Marvel. I will say that. It's
so
not
much better.
In my opinion, it's just not a good movie. It's not a bad movie. It's like somewhere in the middle where I'm like, I don't think I will be talking about this movie years from now. And it's sad because I thought there was so much setup that this movie could have done that I was kind of like disappointed that they didn't go through with it.
My perspective, at least my Metacritic score, I would say I'd give it like an 85.
Okay, so you liked it a little bit. A little bit more than me.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked what they did with the characters, character choices. I also thought a lot of what Wanda and Doctor Strange were going through, without spoiling anything, were very, made a lot of sense to who they are as a character. That's what...
Yeah, I can understand that. I felt like some of the plot elements that they were going through, I was like, okay, some of this makes sense, but some of it felt messy. Like, it felt like they needed to do a rewrite or a cleanup, and it
also
felt...
a lot of it felt linear, especially for a movie called Multiverse of Madness. Like, a lot of it felt linear, which wasn't good to me, and that's why I only gave it an 85. And like I said moments ago, it was a tough act to follow. No Way Home stole everyone away. And I think there were like 5 or 6 moments in that movie where I was just cheering and like having a great time. This one, there was like one moment where I was like, yes!
There was like, for me, there was like maybe two moments that I was like, oh, that was cool. Oh, that was cool. And it, not to say everything needs to top the last movie, but I was kind of like, I actually thought this one was going to be topping No Way Home, because it was like, this is called Multiverse of Madness. It's going to be way more multiverse stuff compared to Spider-Man. And it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. Like, I've thought about it and was like, okay, well, they did do multiverse stuff without getting into details, but it wasn't in the direction I thought they would go with it, where it kind of felt, like you said, linear. It kind of was like, well, and they spend most of the movie in a certain area that it's not like, I wanted them to do like, well, I guess I can't speak on what they do and what they don't.
Not right now, but what are you looking at on your phone?
I just have a bunch of notes, and I guess this is like minor issues, or I guess I should start with the bigger ones, but like the plot, I had issues with the plot. I can't get into that. I had issues with the villain. We haven't introduced or talked about who the villain is with the conflict of the story. There was bad CGI, and I put that at the bottom more like it's not going to ruin the movie, but it's weird because other movies we've seen before that were good CGI in moments. Like, this is just a little example. It's not a spoiler.
I know exactly what, like, CGI you're talking
about. Yeah, and it's weird because, okay, there's a monster in this movie that's, like, roaming the streets and they're fighting it, and it reminded me of the monster that the Guardians fight in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in the opening of the movie, and they're fighting this big creature in space.
Yeah.
And, like, Drax goes inside the monster and just stabs it up. It's like, I know it's a fictional creature, so I know it's not real, so I understand, like, oh, well, the CGI, if I'm complaining about CGI, people are gonna be like, well, it's not real, so, like, obviously you know it's not real. But my point is, when I saw that one, I knew it wasn't real, but the texture, it looked real. It
looks good, didn't it?
It seemed like a real creature they're battling. And this one, it looked to me like a cartoon, or, like, CGI was just not... It was a little bit deceiving or distracting. I also, though, realized, like, okay, it's multiverse stuff. There's a scene where they're, like, straight-up cartoons. There's a scene where they're straight-up, like, liquid. So I understand, like, it's kind of trippy, and it, you know...
There's a lot of CGI in it, and it...
It kind of... It's more CGI-centric than I would like it to be, but it's also, like, well, what would you do with Doctor Strange? His powers are always going to have that level of...
Yeah.
You can't do it without that.
One CGI part that, like, really just took me out of it was I'll let you know by just...
Oh, the hand sign. Okay. Oh, yeah. I see where you're pointing.
that took me out of
it. Yeah. We'll speak of that I do think that for anyone that was loving stuff they did in Spider-Man No Way Home, I still don't even think that No Way Home's like the best ever, but it was like decent. It was a decent sequel.
So, yes.
And this one, I honestly think I still like Doctor Strange's first movie more, but I don't know.
Didn't really. So a lot of what was happening in Doctor Strange, the first one, also kind of fell short for me, at least. At least this one kind of fleshed out the character more, because, like you said, we've seen him in those movies.
Yeah.
That, like, if you really want to watch Doctor Strange 2, are kind of a must. Unless you just love going into movies blind and that's your thing. But a lot of what happened in Doctor Strange 1 was very basic to me and boring. I don't know why.
I get what you're saying. What's funny is I remember when I saw the movie, I was like, oh, this is just like what they did with Iron Man. It's like Iron Man all over again, where you're seeing the origin story. And that's where I feel like, oh, origin stories are starting to get a little stale, where they feel like, yeah, okay, they introduce the character. Oh, he's, you know, just normal. Oh, then he gets power. Then he's now superhuman, but he doesn't want to be, or he doesn't know how to be. And yeah, I get that. I liked it because it was a different realm of powers, where they experimented something new, which is like the same feeling I got from Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a very different movie, but in that idea of like they're trying to experiment, which I appreciate. And then Thor, with the first two Thor movies, I was like, it was like okay. Thor 3, I felt like they were the most outrageous or experimental, which, again, I'm happy when they try something new or different. Sometimes it doesn't work,
though. You liked Thor 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Thor.
2 was just, we don't talk about ever. We don't even watch that.
We actually, okay, a little off topic, but we were planning to do a Marvel-themed episode, and that probably will be brought up.
As the worst
one. Yeah. We'll talk about that another day, and you guys will hear about that at some point.
I think The Incredible Hulk was even better than Dark World.
No, you're not wrong. But no, it just it's funny. So like going back to like Doctor Strange 2, when you start to, not to say every movie's amazing, but when you have so many hit after hit,
yeah,
eventually, not to say everything's gonna go stale, it's hard to top yourselves, and like and it's amazing that they've even gotten this far.
I completely agree.
And so I'm not trying to sound like a spoiled like fan, but I know that it's not always gonna go the direction I hope it does or want it to. But I also know, like, well, you know, there's so many good ones that it's, even if I'm complaining about a movie that I just said to you I didn't like, I still think it's not a bad movie. So like, right. To me, it's like saying,
it just didn't work for you.
Yeah, it's like, I don't like this restaurant, but I'm still gonna eat there. Like, it's like something like that. Like, it's not the best food, but I'm like, it's food.
I'll eat it.
Yeah. It's like, maybe I'm not gonna order everything on the menu, but I'm still like willing to like eat a couple of the combos, right, or something. It's so weird to talk about, but like, again, we're talking about 28 films and 5 shows. It's like so many hours of content and there's characters, so much. And it's expanding. Yeah. They're adding more characters. They introduce characters that we can't speak of yet, that we can talk about later. And it's diving into this like a black hole, this mystery box of like, where are they going to take us? And of course, like, movies always has that mystery of like, you don't know what's going to be revealed. But we're getting into like the whole idea of a multiverse of like, it's kind of endless with what the writing potential could be, mm-hmm, where they can be like, we're going to like, oh no, this is okay. I can't say it. It's because I'm like going to give an example of what could have happened, but I don't want to get people's ideas of thinking like, oh, well, it doesn't happen then, because I don't want to spoil them.
Okay, I feel like you can say like what
doesn't happen.
Okay, what you thought might happen like before you watch the
movie. Okay, well, this doesn't happen, and it's not that I was needing it to happen. I just thought, okay, an example would be if they were going to the multiverse, and Doctor Strange is going through a different dimension, and he ends up in a place that looks like Avengers Tower in our land, but there's other superheroes, and Iron Man's alive. And we see like Tony Stark again, and we see Robert Downey Jr. And right, I thought it'd be interesting if they did that. Obviously, like, he already, you know, the character.
It would definitely draw a roar from the crowd.
Yeah. And those were kind of moments I was kind of, not to say they need to like give fan service or like Easter eggs, but like some of that is what they did with the Spider-Man No Way Home. And it was great. I was kind of expecting this was going to be topping that in so many ways of like, oh my god, they're going to go everywhere, we're going to see some crazy things, and it wasn't really as crazy as I was hoping it would be.
The craziest thing that I thought they might do is like make Iron Man a different character, and played by someone else.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe we'd see like an Iron Man female, because they've done that in the comics. Or maybe, you know, because obviously we know about Thor 4. Maybe this, like, where they see a female Thor. Or, you know, things like that. I thought maybe. But no, they didn't do any of that. They did other things. And, again,
It was nice to see. But it wasn't, like, you know.
It wasn't. This isn't really a spoiler. It doesn't happen as much as I want. And I want to tell people that in case they're wanting to see this movie and having high expectations, like, you're not going to get as much of that. But you, like, There are fun things that are going to happen. It's not going to be the extent of I expected.
I'll agree with that. Did you like any of the
new character they introduced?
No, I was going to say the horror elements they implemented.
Oh, yeah, I did. Those are some of my favorite things that I did like about it. But okay. I can't talk about
we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I'm just
like, I was just wondering if you did like it or not.
Oh yeah, yeah, I did like those. There's, I mean, this director that made this movie is a horror movie director. So
Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, I like the elements he did, but also he did Spider-Man too. So, well, the Spider-Man original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. So it's like interesting seeing him come back, and yeah, now he's in the MCU. So it's like, I was, you know, that was just kind of cool seeing that like kind of come full circle. But that's just the nerd in me of like the directors and producers. Also, like, I mean, you notice who did the music? Danny Elfman.
Yes.
I was happy about that. And then his editor and producer for the movie was also people that have always been with Sam Raimi from the start. So like you see a lot of this same, or if you read the names in the credits.
There's even the same car.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's in all of his films.
There's a bunch of like little like nods to his other movies that I saw in this. I was like, oh, that's funny. Oh, that was cool that they referenced that. And just, but like he's always done that. So, and every fan that's a fan of his is gonna like notice that little winks and nods. But just an average Marvel goer is just gonna be like, well, that was a cool movie. But they might not pick up on those. But no, like, I guess it's like his style of directing, which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's pretty good.
I do remember reading though that they had to rush production and do retakes or reshoots. And I don't remember when they did that, but it was after No Way Home was like ending production and was coming out and it was getting a lot of attention. So I think they were like pushing, oh, well, No Way Home did this. Maybe we need to add these little touches in our movie. I'm not exactly sure what scenes were added that they did reshoots for, but I'm interested to see what was the original cut. So
I think it, if anything, it might be, if I had to think about it or give it a moment, I think it would probably have to be a scene where, sorry, Doctor Strange, Wong, and someone else are sitting in a coffee shop
talking. Oh, maybe something. That scene, that could be it.
Yeah,
yeah, those are references. Yeah, I can see that. The other thing I want to mention, which is not a spoil either, this movie is pretty dark. As it's more, it's like horror
awesome
themed style of a movie. And what I thought was interesting is the original director that did the first Doctor Strange, he left the project due to creative differences. And it's been revealed now that the studio wanted to go darker and he didn't want it to be that dark of a sequel. And Sam Raimi was like, I'm a horror director. And they're like, oh, here's our guy. This is what we need. And he's already done superhero movies before. So he's like, I'm familiar with that. I could add my cheesy stuff, but also like, it's campy, I guess. Cheesy, scary, but
it's like, good.
It's I'm shocked. I mean, Disney
Evil Dead is a great example.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm shocked that Disney let him get away with the things. Obviously, we don't see.
We can talk about them more in depth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't wait to.
I think I covered everything I could think of for the movie. I'm just trying to think of what someone needs to be prepared for if you're seeing this with kids. It's going to be not like super graphic, but there are going to be like, I would say, scary imagery, like kind of like there's creepy creatures, and there is minor blood, I guess.
It's not. It's oil.
That was oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was from a bot, but okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I get what you're talking
about. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, well, that was, but yeah, yeah. There's a couple of scenes like that. And I was like, whoa, that, okay. But no, I know what you're talking about now.
I was surprised. We'll talk.
Yeah. But
there was some,
but yeah, it was, like, it's a pretty dark Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Through and through. I also felt, and again, it's not really a spoiler, it's a Doctor Strange movie. It's called Doctor Strange, but I felt like it seemed to be more Wanda focused, and I would rather it have been a Wanda movie with Doctor Strange being the side character, but I don't know. I guess it's in some ways reminds me of like Captain America Civil War, and I'm like, oh, it could be an Iron Man movie, but it's like, it's his perspective or something. So
I mean, I can speak to why they didn't name it that, but
no, I get why they didn't. I just think that I would have liked it if she had more screen time, or if it was like more centric to her because of the WandaVision, which is why I almost feel like maybe don't watch WandaVision when watching this, because you're getting a totally different view of it. But WandaVision is Wanda-centric, and this is Doctor Strange-centric.
And it does come out before.
Yeah, it does come out before.
It gives you a lot of witch lore that you would need for.
Oh, definitely. And yeah, we can get into that later. But yeah, I think the other issue I have with this movie is I liked WandaVision, a TV show, more than I liked this movie.
Wow.
And so I'm like, I'm not complaining to say like, oh, like, this is the worst movie ever. It just, it didn't thrill me or excite me, or I wasn't as entertained as I was with her show, which I was shocked that I even liked. So that was just my take on it.
Wow.
But, you know, either
honestly,
way, it's like,
I was thinking, I was like, Nate's gonna come in here, sit down, and I'm gonna ask him if he liked it or not, and he's gonna be like, no.
Like, is that just a regular thing now?
I think it is.
I'm not intending on disliking a movie. I was just like, oh, why are they doing it? But there's a time or two where I'm like, well, that was good.
So. Yeah, a time or two.
No, but there's right. There's a few movies that I've liked. It tends to be the movies I end up liking. You're like, I didn't like it. So like it flips.
You know, we got separate.
We definitely could do a debate where you can try to convince me to feel otherwise, and you know, sometimes that
I would
works.
Love to do that with Batman.
See if you get my gears turning about how I look at something, maybe think different way.
I would definitely do that with Batman.
Oh God.
I would definitely want to do that.
All right. I'm dreading that, but all right. maybe you know, give it some time. Let my wounds right like heal up before you start cutting them open again. Oh my God.
No, this is the best time.
No. No, yeah, no. Is there anything else we want to say about that?
No, I think we should move on to our spoiler review.
Okay, so do we want to close it out and end it here?
Go for it.
Or do you want, is this going to be a two episode, or is this going to be split and the commercials coming in the middle?
No, we'll probably do two.
Okay, I thought it'd be better too also.
Yeah.
Because I think it just kind of like flows nicer because you don't have somebody listening to it and be like, oh no. All right, well, we've been Woolerth. I'm Nate.
And I'm Dante.
You can check us out on, what they find us?
I say it every week.
Well, then say it. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say.
You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We have an Instagram, and also you can follow along just so you know when our new episodes come out, if you're so inclined. And also, if you wouldn't mind, leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. It really does help our...
I really like the ratings, because that helps, because then I can see, like, oh, they like this, they don't like that.
Okay.
Or like, some ideas, like that. Suggestions, even. Of course, like, we don't always have time to go through that, but it does give some sort of idea of, like, what people like.
Yeah.
Especially, like, we don't always know what people listen to.
So please help us help you.
That's great. That sounds great. Help us help you.
Yeah.
And thank you.
And have a great day.
And if you want to check out more, check out the spoiler review that we'll be having up next, whenever that's out.
It'll probably be out the same week.
Same week?
I'll probably put them out the same week.
Yeah. Well, then check out that after this is done.
Yeah.
Why are you sticking around here?
Well, or wait until you watch the movie and then listen to us.
Listen to us, yeah.
Ramble on for 30 minutes about how we're trying to close the episode.
Right. All right. Well, enough of this. Stop listening to us and listen to the next episode.
Great.